107. The interview is just starting. I'm already getting crap. 107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Ryan with Grand Island Liederkranz joins me, as does Danielle Skorniak. How is everybody?
Great.
Wonderful.
Woohoo! All right, great conversation there. We're out of time. No, I'm kidding. Hey, you got is this your biggest event of the year, the Craft Brew and Sausage Fest?
This is. This has been one of our biggest fundraisers for the club for, I think, about a decade. I mean, we missed that year in 2020 because of the pandemic.
We don't want to talk about that.
But it's a big fundraiser. It's great.
Craft Brew and Sausage Fest, if you don't know, this is at Grand Island Liederkranz, where you get to taste Nebraska beers. It's like a sampling. Is it all Nebraska beef as well, or in sausage?
I'm not sure where the pork comes from exactly. The sausages all come from Nebraska. I'm not sure where the pork is sourced. I would assume Nebraska. That sounds good, right?
Yeah, I bet they would probably stick to Nebraska.
The pork board would love to hear that it's Nebraska pork.
Yes, they would.
USDA, 100% Nebraska pork.
This is a very fun event. Who is the entertainment? This all takes place in the courtyard, beautiful courtyard at the Liederkranz and GI. Who is the entertainment?
Jaguar James. They are a kind of a funk soul band from Omaha.
Funk and soul pairs nicely with beer and meat.
That's right. Meat is good for the soul.
I think it's good for the soul.
Whatever gets people feeling good on their feet.
Can you tell how ticket sales are thus far?
Ticket sales are going good thus far. Our pre-sale looks really good. We are now done with the discounted pre-tickets. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good event. We're expecting 700 to 800.
Wow, that's amazing.
As many people as that is, the courtyard handles that very well.
It's basically our own private city park.
Yeah.
Is what we have back there. Yeah, it's
everybody,
gorgeous.
Everybody needs to see that.
Well, that's the feedback we get from all the brewers that come. They don't want to miss the event because most of your tasting events are on a parking lot, you know, in the middle of a street.
Yeah, you're standing on asphalt.
Yeah, you know, ours, you're on this luscious lawn and with this wall around you, so it kind of seals out the city noise. Yeah,
You don't have events of this size in the courtyard on a regular basis, but when you have even a couple of times a year, 800 people in that courtyard, you must have groundskeepers that keep everything.
We have a ton of good volunteers. We have a really good lawn service that he really does take care of it. The volunteers just went through and cut the trees last Sunday. You know, it takes a village, but that's what we have is our own village. So we all chip in and take care of it because yeah, it's a lot of work.
We're talking with Ryan and Danielle with the Grand Island Liederkranz. Laura is here just for commentary and to make sure it's light enough in here. You don't want to get it too dark.
That's my job.
How, in your estimation, how many Nebraska beers can we sample there? Do you know?
So I know that we have at least 17 brewers right now that are committed to coming and representing the product themselves. We also bring in a number more through distributors. So normally we're looking at 24 to 30 different brewers represented, and you're looking at 3 to 4 styles from each one. So that's 30 times 3 would be 90.
So between you're good at math. 90
and 120, he's good with the math on the fly.
Between 90 and 120 different beers. And then we also do some sampling usually of some of our German beers that the Liederkranz normally has downstairs.
Does my memory serve me correctly? When I was there years ago, is there Nebraska wine and ciders as well?
We do ciders, yes. We do not do wines. Okay. We've evolved and changed, but we never have brought the wines in. Ciders were usually supported by Sorrow as well as Glacial Till. Usually both those are
a vendor.
Delicious.
Those are
Nebraska products.
Gluten-free options for the people that can't really drink most beers. I think all beers. So ciders are always going to be the gluten-free.
And so those are Nebraska-based businesses, yeah, too.
Correct. So you're taking Ashland care of the gluten sissies, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. Yes, you're in luck.
With the admission, you get this little souvenir sample glass, and then you get to go try as many beers as you want, and you can get to go back to the same one 3 times if you'd like. But no full beers, just all those little sample glasses.
And 2 things I want to mention. One is if you think, because I thought this at the beginning, it's going to tease me. I need something bigger than that. You really don't. It's amazing how just a few samples and you're starting to have enough.
Yes, yes. You need to be careful because it's it's easy to overindulge on those samples. It's, you wouldn't think so when you get that little glass. You're like, well, this is it. But no,
it works. It's genius. It's now, the second thing I wanted to say is inevitably I pissed off somebody. I want to put this out there. I am a gluten sissy. So I'm making fun of myself as well with that comment from before. Everybody's so ready to write a letter. Does this happen to you, Ryan?
Yeah.
I'm writing a letter right now.
He drinks so much coffee, he chews on other people's fingernails. And that's just gross. Franz Mann, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.
Liederkranz Beer Garden this Saturday from 4 to 7 is the Craft Brew and Sausage Fest with live music from
Jaguar James.
Do you think that 3 hours is enough for this event? I could see it going a tiny bit longer.
We usually open the doors a little bit before the 4 o'clock, just to like 15 minutes before, and we don't chase everybody right out. So, I mean, it runs a little bit longer, but it's honestly, that's a long spell, you know.
For that many people, having that many little samples.
Yeah. Sure.
So how do they get tickets?
Yeah, we can sell them tickets online at gibrewfest.com. You can also purchase the ticket at the door on the day of for $45.
And are you guys a cashless or cards only, or what are you doing there?
We take everything.
Oh, okay.
We take your firstborn.
Puppies.
Puppies, you know, as long as they're cute. We don't
Buffalo want nickels,
you know.
Canadian money.
Oh, yeah. Canadian money's good.
Any kind of currency.
Yeah. Wooden nickels.
Wooden nickels.
I would just like to add that this is a huge fundraiser event for the Grand Island Liederkranz to help restore and preserve the historic building. So, you know, with projects in mind that we talk about throughout the year, this really helps drive those projects and keep it the beautiful historic building that everyone knows and loves.
From an outsider standpoint, it appears that the renovations are going well. Is that an honest assessment, an accurate assessment? Like, I noticed you had reopened some of the windows that were bricked over the generations. I think you put a deck in. I see little things happening slowly.
I would say the best thing is that renovations are happening.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I mean, that's a big thing is the benchmark hadn't been moved in decades. You know, we really hadn't done anything other than be able to just maintain. And so, you know, the point that we're seeing progress and we're seeing advancements and we're seeing improvements is pretty amazing. You know, we have a great board that is forward thinking on that and wants to make the club better. We have a ton of great volunteers. We have a huge amount of donors in the community. Jerry Sheet Metal, for one, you know, they're always ready whenever we need help. Boyd's Electric, you know, call up Mitch. Hey, we got this going on. He's like, I'll get somebody out there, you know.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. So it's, you know, like I said earlier, it takes a village. And that's one of the things I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the great volunteers that help us every year with the Brewfest, who are repeat offenders, you know. Once they show up, they just can't stay away. We call them lovingly call them the Brew Crew.
Oh, I like that.
Between the ones that serve and the ones that cook sausages and the ones that help at the front gate, I mean, those are the ones that are the real heroes of our upcoming weekend.
I think it has a ripple effect when you see good people donating services, time, and money. It's infectious, isn't it? It makes me want to help.
There's lots of opportunities. If you're saying you want to help, we can find you something to do. Well, lots of opportunities between the Brewfest and other things at the club with different events. If you're interested in volunteering, doesn't take much.
Let's talk about that price. $45 at the door, unlimited samplings of the greatest Nebraska beers. You get a, you sample sausages and you get a meal and you get to keep that glass. Now, I don't know who can balk at that price. You can't leave the house and do much of anything. Say you want to go out for dinner and two drinks, you're going to spend way more than that, right?
Absolutely. And Jaguar James.
Yeah, you're not going to have live music. You're not going to have the ambiance of your courtyard. You're not going to have all your friends there. You're not have that variety of food and drink available to test it all.
Dare I mention the weather, but it's set to be a beautiful day on Saturday. Last Saturday before things start getting back to the regularly scheduled programming with school and football and everything else. So
what are we? We're in the 80s?
Yeah, it says 86 and sunny. And that courtyard is grass shade. It's just going to be such a nice day.
Woo woo! Yeah.
If in the event the weather did turn bad, can you move that inside?
Nope.
Why are we talking about this?
We have a scaled down theory about this. But believe it or not, we pull insurance every year.
Sure.
Because we just can't guarantee. We don't want to do less than a great event. You know, so for it to scale, really, it's just too many people. So, no, if we get inclement weather some year, knock on wood.
I know.
We never have.
I bring it up.
I mean, last year was 107 degrees. That was the most inclement we've ever had. And that did cripple people's drinking abilities, at least of beer. We went through a ton of water because, you know, water is free. So we went through a million bottles of water.
So you were serving Coors Light, too?
That's right.
All right.
Stop it.
Sorry,
Nebraska.
This event is 21 and older. If you, you know, minors aren't welcome, even if they're the DD. So just know that.
Honestly, if you do have a designated driver, the best thing to do is for them to go enjoy our gorgeous downtown. Go for a walk. Go check out the sculpture walk. That's sure. You know, right adjacent to our property, and go do that.
Have something to eat down the road on 3rd Street.
Absolutely. You can go play some video games at the
arcade bar.
Yeah.
Plenty to do.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So, you know, I mean, it's
just
good
a
for
few
everybody.
Hours. They can find stuff to do.
Absolutely. Well, even 4th Street. If you walk up and down 4th Street, there's so many hidden treasures there.
Yeah, Riverside's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 21 years old or older, caller number 7 gets 2 tickets to the Craft Brew and Sausage Fest happening this Saturday at the Grand Island Leader Crans. Call 398-9000. That's 308-398-9000.
This is the legend of a man who buried his identity to dedicate his life to the service of humanity and country. It is the story of the
Franz Man.
He went day and night without rest.
With the Franz Man.
Radio on. Franz Man, one man party in the morning on 107.7 The Island.
Tickets on sale now at gibrewfest.com. The Craft Brew and Sausage Fest happening this Saturday at the Liederkranz. Ladies and gentlemen, keep up the good work.
Prost.
There you go.
What did she say?
Prost.
It means cheers in German.
All right. Well, this is an English speaking program.
Sort of.
What is it? Prost?
Yeah. Prost.
And what does it mean?
It means cheers.
I did not know that.
Just like Gesundheit, you know what that means, right?
That means God bless you.
Yeah.
I know.
My grandma told me it was like wishing you good health.
I remember gaslighting you.
Oh, gosh.
I remember in my childhood hearing salut. That's what means
that's,
cheers,
well,
right?
Well, that's Italian. That's more Italian.
Well, yeah. All right.
Does he look German to you?
Not sure what he looks like.
We're done here. Ladies and gentlemen, keep up the good work. And, don't be strangers. Yes? No, maybe?
We'll be back.
Prost.
See you all at the party. Woohoo!
You good?
Yeah. So I just want to make sure everyone knew. Everyone loves Midday Renee. You can catch her on the island. She has generously agreed to join us on Saturday. And from 2 to 4, she'll be there doing a live remote. So you can tune in to 1077 The Island, and she'll be there through all the final hours of setup, talking to the volunteers, talking to the vendors, getting people really ready to come on out. And then she's actually the event MC. She's the quote-unquote celebrity guest MC of the day, so that'll be really fun. I know she has a soft spot in her heart for polka music, and that, you know, the whole Oktoberfest culture. So this is, I think, is going to be right up her alley.
Does she have a scepter and gown and crown and stuff that designates her as this celebrity queen of the fest?
Yeah, we can find something to make her wear. She has to hold a big stein of beer the whole time, and everyone will know it's her.
She'll be able to do that.
I hear she's going to dress like St. Pauli girl.
Oh, even better.
It's fun. It's free. It's the one-man party show. There's joy and glee in the one-man party show. There's laughter, banter, all your favorite songs. So come with me to the one-man party, one-man party, one-man party show.
Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Fransman One Man Party in the Morning, 5:30 to 10 on The Island.